Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present...
It's Time to Smile with Joey Brown, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Does baby know how to bring me delight? Oh, yes, sirree. My baby knows best what's best for me. Does baby let me get out of her sight? Oh, no, sirree. 'Cause baby knows best what's best for me. Is it love? That it is. Will it last? That it will. Am I sure? That I am. That every day will bring another thrill. My baby says I need oodles of love. Oh, yes, sirree. And baby knows best what's best for me.
Yes, sir. She's your baby, no, sir. Don't mean maybe, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sirree. 'Cause baby knows best what's best for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Harry.
Hi,
boy,
Eddie.
Have I been busy.
Huh?
I have never been so busy, Harry.
You know, just a minute, Eddie. What's the idea of all this office equipment here in the studio? Files and desks?
Well, Harry, haven't you heard?
What?
Because of the manpower shortage, I've been appointed chief clerk of the Marriage License Bureau.
No!
Every day, hundreds of handsome grooms come to my desk. The handsomest looking fellas. And, oh, Harry, it's awful.
Why? Why is it awful?
I can't bring home any samples.
Oh. Oh, well, Eddie, you still haven't told me why you're here. Why aren't you downtown on the City Hall?
Yeah, my office is here, Harry. I'll never go downtown again after yesterday. Oh, what happened yesterday? People were throwing rocks at me, kicking me, and I don't understand why.
Well, like, did they hurt you, Eddie?
Hurt me? They almost ripped my zoot suit in half.
Well, listen, why didn't you run away?
I couldn't. My jacket was too tight around the ankles.
Well, so you're the marriage license clerk. Well, tell me, Eddie, do you ever perform any of the wedding ceremonies?
Certainly. I married one young couple right in my office. I'll never forget how strong and handsome the groom looked as he marched down the aisle with his bride and four men behind him.
Oh, ushers.
No, draft board. What a wedding. They gave him his physical right during the ceremony. I said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? He said, I do. And his draft board said, I now pronounce you 1A.
Well, are they all young couples, Eddie?
No, no. There was one middle-aged woman who told me she was married four times, Harry.
Four times?
And now she was marrying the first husband again. I said, madam, that makes five marriages. She said, only four. You can't count him. He's just a retread. Harry, this work is interesting. Come in. Look, Harry. Here comes a couple now. They probably want a marriage license.
Come on, Horace. Don't lag behind like that.
Well, well, the first couple of the day, you certainly got down to the Marriage License Bureau fast.
Fast? Brother, it took me 15 years to get him down here. Well, Horace, my little lammy pie, we're here at last.
Yeah, you can untie me now.
Not till after the ceremony. Now, give the nice man $2 for the license.
I only got a buck and a half. We'll have to come back some other time, huh, Hortense? Huh?
Let's go,
huh? Come on.
Well,
I'll be glad to give you the other half a dollar.
You stay out of this.
Oh, stop this quibbling. Here, I'll pay for the license.
No, no, Hortense. I couldn't think of accepting money from a woman. After all, I'm a man. Oh.
You don't think I'd drag you here if you were a gopher? Or would I?
Well, here's your license. Now, to speed you two lovebirds along, I'll perform the marriage ceremony myself. Ready? Now, Hortense, do you take...
I do.
Not so fast! Do you, Horace, take Hortense for your lawful wedded wife?
I've changed my mind. I'm not gonna... Wait a minute, Hortense. Who is the man standing behind me with a shotgun? Is that your father?
It ain't Eisenhower.
I don't know.
I, I can see you've got too much for one man to do. Now, can I help you?
You've got to help me again.
Wait a minute, madam. I just gave you a marriage license. What do you want now?
A hunting license. The skunk got away.
Well, just sit down and calm yourself while I take care of this next customer. Yes, sir. Your name, please.
Robert Wampelmeyer.
Mr. Wampelmeyer, you came here to get married?
Oh, I'm just looking for the washroom.
Oh, come now. You're a very handsome man. You're desirable. Really, Mr. Wampelmeyer, I think you'd be a lot happier with a mate.
Are you proposing?
I'm talking about marriage. How would you like to be married to a girl like Betty Grable? It'll only cost you $2.
Betty Grable? Betty Grable? Oh, boy, here's my $2. Yeah. Now, where is this girl who's like Betty Grable?
Here I am.
Well, Mr. Rumpelmeyer.
Give me back my $2.
Oh, Mr. Rumpelmeyer, isn't there anything about me that you like?
Well, you have got a pretty mustache.
Eyebrow.
Of course it's right. Mr. Rumpelmeyer, what do you want?
Give me back my $2.
Oh, I'm sure you'll like me when I get romantic. Oh, let me kiss you, you little fat rat.
No, no, please, don't.
Oh, come on, just a peck.
Oh, all right.
My little Cupid, what do you say?
Give me back my $2.
Harry, there's nobody online here. Looks like there's no more couples. I'm going to go out and drum up some more business. I'll see you later.
Well, why does he have to leave me alone here?
Well, Dinah Shore.
Isn't it a beautiful dog, Harry? He's part spaniel and part terrier.
Oh, gee, he is cute, is he? Look. Look how he puts his paws around your neck and kisses you.
Yeah, there's a little wolf in him, too.
Ow! I can hear the wolf. Well, look, Dinah, is it your dog?
No, she belongs to Joey Brown.
Oh, Joey Brown's dog.
Yeah, you see, he's out trying to get a dog license, and while he's gone, I'm taking care of Rebecca.
Oh.
That's her name.
Rebecca. Mm-hmm. You know, I love dogs. A dog is man's best friend, even better than a woman.
What?
No, I mean, when a dog looks up to you with those soulful eyes and then snuggles up in your lap, she's not trying to get your number 18 coupon.
Oh, Harry, that's silly. By the way, if you're not using your red food stamps, I have...
See what I mean? Go ahead and sing, Dinah.
In the blue of evening, when you appear close to me, dear one, there in the dusk we share a dream reverie. In the blue of evening, while crickets call and stars are falling, there neath the starlit sky, you'll come to me. In the shadow of the night, you'll stand and touch your hand, and then softly as your lovely eyes entreat, our lips will meet again in the blue of evening. Legends above whispering, I love you. There we will find
That was grand, Dinah. You were... She's gone here. Look, I'm all alone in this. Hey, this is my big chance. I'll show that Eddie Cantor. I can sing a song as good as he can. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh.
No, Harry, mustn't.
Yeah. Darn conscience of mine. Well, it's not going to get me down. Hey, I could tell a joke about Rebecca. I'll tell a joke about... A little dog came home...
No, and... Harry.
All right. Darn conscience. Come on. I'll do a tap dance then.
No, Harry.
Oh, all right. You win. Conscience is... I know. I've got more important things to do right
That's
now.
That's right, Harry. It's time to be helpful. And you know what to say.
All right, I will. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, you'll feel better faster if you just remember Sal Hepatica and take it right away. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So why wait until night to take the laxative you need in the morning? Why risk feeling miserable the rest of the day? And here's something else worth remembering about sparkling Sal Hepatica.
This famous mineral salt laxative also helps...
Or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. It's important to use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night,
see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Hey, Harry.
Yes, Dinah?
Joey Brown should have been able to get Rebecca's dog license by now. I'm going out and look for him.
Okay.
Come on, Rebecca.
Bye. Bye, Rebecca. Bye, Dinah.
It's no dice, Harry.
What?
There doesn't seem to be any engaged couples around.
Oh.
Gee, you think with all the sailors in town, they'd be able to find some girls.
Well, why can't they find girls?
The army's in town, too.
Oh.
Gosh.
The army's in town.
The army's all of... Gosh, there must be somebody who wants to get married.
Well, I... Uh-oh.
Come in. Well, look, Joey Brown.
I'm trying to find a place where I can get a license for my Rebecca.
A license?
Yeah.
Well, this is a place. Congratulations, Joe. She's a lucky dog.
Yeah. You're the cutest little thing you ever saw.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Joe, was Rebecca happy when you told her you were getting the license?
Happy? Why do you think she licked my hand?
She licked your hand?
Yeah. Then she bent down and drooled all over my shoe.
Well, I don't... Joe, do you feel all right?
Sure, sure. Come on, Eddie, let's get this license over with.
Yeah, but this is a big step you're taking after all. All right, so you're here for a license.
Yes, huh? Sir, and next year I'll be back for some more.
More licenses? What do you mean?
Well, I'm hoping for a litter.
A litter? Did you... A litter?
Yeah. And I'm going to keep all the males.
You keep all... Maybe you better sit down. Calm yourself, Joe.
What's the matter?
What about the female?
Female? Oh, I'll give them away. I think it would be nice if you had some.
If I had some?
Yeah.
Joe, who do you think I've been buying dresses for in my house? Termites? Well, let's have it over. Where is Rebecca?
Rebecca? Oh, I put her on a leash and let Dinah Shore walk her around the block.
Rebecca's a dog.
Sure.
She's a dog.
You can't marry a dog.
No, you should see the Cocker Spaniel that walked out with Wobbit Wumpa by her. But, Joe, look, as long as we're here, we might as well have a little chat. You know, I've been reading a lot about your trip to the South Pacific. I'll bet our boys will never forget it.
No, neither will I. Boy, was it hot in New Zealand. You know, when I entertained the kids around there, I always wore khaki shorts.
Yeah, I know. I saw your picture in the papers. And shall I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
You've got very beautiful legs.
Oh, yeah.
Those gams. They're beautiful.
Ah, now, Eddie, don't be so...
You really think so? Believe me, Joe. Ten years with Ziegfeld, and I never saw anything like...
Thank you.
Thank heavens. Joe, do you go to a beauty shop where you curl your own legs?
Well, Eddie, of course they would look better, except that this morning I...
What happened this morning?
Oh, Eddie, I can't tell you.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No.
What happened, Joe?
Oh, I got a run in my nylons.
Oh, how dreadful.
Yeah, but I still have an advantage over a girl. When she gets a run in her stocking, she has to wet her finger and rub it over the spots. I don't have to do that.
No?
No, I just let my lower lip droop and wiggle it a little.
Oh, come on, Joe Brown. It's not that big.
Oh, is that so? It's not. Listen, Eddie, when I was born, my mother said to my father, "Darling, you'll have one more mouth to feed." He took a look at me and said, "Are you kidding?"
Joe, I've been meaning to ask you, in all your travels abroad, you know, you've been to Alaska, you've been to the South Seas, Australia, have any of the boys asked about me?
You know darn well they have, Eddie. They certainly have. As a matter of fact, they're very anxious to have you come over there and entertain them.
Really?
Yep. They keep saying, "When is Cantor going to come across with something funny?"
That's one of the nastiest laughs we ever got. Oh, come on, Joe. I know the fellows over there hear my broadcast. They've been riding me and stuff.
Sure they do. And you know, Eddie, another program that I enjoy listening to is the Quiz Kids.
Really?
I heard Bing Crosby on their program a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't seem to know any of the answers.
He didn't, huh? Joe, he's got four boys. I should have his education. but there is something about those Quiz Kids. Gosh, every time I hear them, I think back to my school days.
Yes, me too. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go through those days again? Just picture us, young, carefree, back in the classroom with our books.
Wait a minute. Cheers. Here comes Teacher Corn.
Good morning, children.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Thanks, Lord. Roll call, children. Joe E. Brown.
I brought an apple, I did.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. Can I eat it now?
Oh, the apple is for you. Well, all right. Go ahead, eat it.
Eat it. Delicious.
Here, teacher. But, teacher, may I be excused from class?
Why?
My wife is going to have a baby.
Sit down and stop being silly. You're staying right here in class with your father.
Okay.
Move over, Dad.
Oh, I don't wash me.
Eddie Cantor.
Present. Teacher, I don't like sitting in the back of the classroom.
Very well, you may change seats. Sit wherever you like.
Thanks, but won't I be too heavy?
Behave yourself, Joe E. Brown. Be quiet, or I won't give you any C-A-N-D-Y.
Who cares? I don't smoke anyway.
Silence, Joe E. Brown. Let's get on with the class. Eddie Cantor, read me your poem for today.
All right, teacher. Mussolini thought he was very smart. As the king of fools, he should wear a crown. He figured that Hitler could save his skin, but we got him with his pantaloons down.
Oh, Edward, well, let's have your poem, Joey Brown.
I dreamed that Hitler was a bumblebee. My dream was really a humdinger.
You don't think that Hitler could be a bee?
Well... You know he's an awful stinger.
Oh, that's fine, Joe. He's also a moron.
Yeah, what? Oh, wait, teacher.
Uh-huh. What's a moron?
I can answer that, Joey Brown. A moron is a complete idiot who never knows what to do. When you ask him something, all he can say is,
"How do you do?"
Ha ha ha!
all day.
Russian, answer the teacher. Where have you been all day?
Well, I wanted to play hooky and go to the movies. But I couldn't. I couldn't.
Why not?
The truant officer already saw the picture.
Oh, the very idea. I've got a good mind to take you across my knees.
You got a good mind?
Yes.
You ain't got bad knees either.
Now, boys, behave. You really think so? Well, let's take up arithmetic. Eddie Cantor, what is one and one?
Snake eyes.
Snake eyes? Snake eyes.
Present teacher.
Never mind. Just answer this question. If a ship can go 20 knots an hour,
yes?
How many knots would it go in 10 hours?
50 knots.
No.
60 knots, 70 knots. Who cares for a couple of numbers?
Russian, haven't you ever been on a ship?
How do you think I came from Russia on the Sunset Bus?
Oh, you fool!
What's the matter with everybody?
Russian, be seated.
One moment. I would like to ask you a question.
All right.
If you drive an automobile 100 miles the first day,
uh-huh,
200 miles the second day,
uh-huh,
300 miles the third day...
Yes?
Where are you getting your gas, kid?
I
didn't know it.
Now for our final examination. We'll take up hygiene.
What was that,
teacher? Hygiene.
No.
Now, here's the first question.
Yes.
Russian, how many teeth does a human being have?
Ask a human being. Leave him alone.
Russian, answer my question.
Thank you very much.
Now, how many teeth does a person have?
Beg your pardon, what'd you say?
How many teeth does a person have?
Six.
No, we have 32.
32?
Yes.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Well, how many teeth have you got?
Six. I come from a very poor family.
How poor, Russian?
We got nothing to eat.
Oh.
I got such trouble. My father broke his leg. My mother is sick. And my dog is starving. Such troubles I got.
Teacher.
Yes, Joe.
Teacher.
Uh-huh.
I think we should all tip in and help the Russian. Here's a quarter.
Here's 15 cents. Nice. Here's a dime. That makes a half a dollar. Here you are, Russian.
Thank you, kiddies. Now I can forget my troubles.
With a half a dollar, you can forget your troubles? How?
I'm going to a burlesque show.
You know, Harry, we may kid around with the schoolroom business, but it really makes me very sentimental.
Yeah, me too.
Would you believe it? I still have the marks my principal handed out when I was in the third grade.
Your principal handed them out?
Yeah, with both hands. If it weren't out in public, I'd show them to you, really, Harry.
Eddie, how about the other marks? You know, the ones on your report card.
Oh, did I have trouble with them? Trying to convince my mother that F meant fine.
Well, did you fool your mother?
Did I fool my mother? Does anybody ever?
No, I guess not, Eddie. Mothers generally know all there is to be known about their brood.
And that, Harry, is only one of a mother's thousand responsibilities.
I know it, Eddie, and she has another one now that so many doctors are in the service. Now more than ever, she's got to guard the health of her family. That's why it's to every mother's interest to know about the best things for the health and well-being of her family. And how to take intelligent care of teeth and gums is part of that. A splendid way is to visit your dentist faithfully, and in between visits, regularly use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. For this reason,
Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help keep gums firm and healthy.
That's why so many dentists recommend the easy, healthful routine of brushing your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums. Do that faithfully, ladies and gentlemen, to help yourself to healthier gums and more sparkling teeth, to a smile of beauty with Ipana and massage.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Joey Brown, Harry Von Zell, and myself introduce a brand new song called Three Little Mosquitoes. Cookie, if you please.
Three little foxes, three little fishes.
Are they beautiful? Laugh and play.
There's a new trio, strictly NGO.
They play in my different way.
This mosquito, they call him Benito.
And this mosquito is Hirohito.
And this one's Adolf. They'll soon be sprayed off.
Three little mosquitoes got to go, 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 go.
Time draws nearer, Il Duce and Fira, you rising sun, oh, you cucaracha, we're gonna swatch ya,
we're gonna swatch ya, three little mosquitoes ought to know.
We will start to take them apart and see what makes them buzz, buzz, buzz.
They will see, their wind-up will be three little mosquitoes who used to buzz.
This mosquito, they call him Benito.
And this mosquito is Hirohito.
And this one's Adolf, they'll soon be paid off.
Three little mosquitoes got to go, 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 go.
Poor Benito,
he lives incognito, while he reclines on the old hot seat-o. Soon his defeat-o will be complete-o.
Three little mosquitoes got to go, 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 go.
Hirohito is so indiscreet-o. He caught the cold walking down the street-o. It's very bad to he sneezes at two.
Three little mosquitoes got to go.
Adolf sees whatever he please. Then Eisenhower, he got sore. Adolf learned the table to turn. He don't get around much anymore.
Yamamoto has left his pagoda. From down in Hades, he sent a nota. He's working steady to get things ready
for three little mosquitoes down below.
Oh, three little mosquitoes got to go. Go, 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 go.
Out!
Eddie, you know, I really enjoyed that song a lot. I hope Adolf and Benito were listening in.
Yeah, well, I only hope Adolf is listening in. I'll tell you what. I listened to a shortwave broadcast the other night, and I heard Mr. Schickelgruber himself. And, Joe, I'd like you to impersonate Mr. Schickelgruber on the shortwave broadcast from Berlin. Now we hear from Berlin, Germany. Take it away, Schickelgruber.
Ladies and gentlemen of Germany, the Allies have double-crossed us. When we send our soldiers to the Tunisian front, they let us have it in the roar. In explanation of our recent defeat for all the front, I have this statement to make, and I quote, I started the Nazi party in the Munich beer garden. Did I know I was loaded? Right. The RAF is bombing our French munition factories in Saint-Nazaire and Bordeaux and Paris and... if this keeps up, I won't have any plants in my France. In conclusion, I would like to say that you chairman people are very lucky, very lucky. You don't have to tune in on your radio to find out about the war. No, sirree. Just open the window and you got it right in your port.
Thank you, Joey Brown. Good night, everybody.